Here's the story of a lovely lady who was bringing up three very lovely girls. All of them had hair of gold, like their mother, the youngest one in curls. It's the story of a man named Brady who was busy with three boys of his own. They were four men living all together, yet they were all alone. Till the one day when the lady met this fellow, and they knew that it was much more than a hunch, that this group must somehow form a family. That's the way we all became the Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. That's the way we became the Brady Bunch.
Okay, you guys, up and at 'em. Come on, it's the first day of school.
Yeah, gonna be locked up for the rest of the year.
Ah, look at the bright side. It's only 111 more days till Christmas vacation.
I'll be finished in a minute, Cindy.
Don't rush.
Well, you don't want to be late for the first day of school, do you?
Speak for yourself. Bye, Mom. Bye, Alice.
Bye, kids. Bye. Well, Alice, the old production line hasn't lost its zip.
Yeah, well, one more to go, and then we're zipped up.
I think I better go see what's keeping Marcia.
I just don't feel too well, Mom.
Well, you don't seem to have a fever. Does it hurt any place?
Kind of all over. And I've got a funny feeling in my stomach.
What a shame. Your first day in high school, too. I think I'd better call the doctor.
I'll be all right. I'll feel better tomorrow, I'm sure.
I'm not taking any chances,
Marcia. Please, Mom. I don't need a doctor.
Marcia, I know how much you're looking forward to high school, but if you're sick, you need a doctor. Now just relax. I'll be back in a minute.
Now how do I convince a doctor that I'm sick?
The doctor should be down any minute, Alice.
Oh, I'm sure it's nothing at all, Mrs. Brady.
I wonder if Marcia could have eaten something that didn't agree with her. No offense, Alice.
No offense. Besides, she ate exactly the same as we all did last night, except she skipped dessert. If anybody should have an upset stomach, it should be Bobby. He not only ate his dessert, but he ate hers as well. Come to think of it, he also ate mine.
Mrs. Brady!
Yes, Doctor? How is she?
Mrs. Brady, there's not a thing wrong with Marcia. Physically, that is.
Well, what about her upset stomach?
Well, I'd say it was nerves. She seems worried and upset about something. Anything unusual happened lately?
No, not that I can think of. Doctor, could the first day in a new school cause this kind of reaction?
Oh, indeed it could. This time of year, we have quite an epidemic of new schoolitis.
Then that must be what it is.
Well, there's no doubt about it, then. There's your problem.
Well, at least that gets my pot roast off the hook.
I'm sure you know the prescription for new schoolitis, Mrs. Brady.
Yes, I think I do, Doctor. First thing in the morning, have Marcia take a good vigorous walk straight to her first class.
I don't think I can. It's not just my stomach. My throat feels kind of scratchy.
Marcia, the doctor says there is no reason you can't go to school tomorrow.
Honey, there's nothing to be afraid of.
Afraid? Who's afraid? I am.
Why?
What is it, honey?
It's this.
What, your awards from junior high?
Marcia Brady, debating team. Editor of the Fillmore Flyer. Senior class president.
Well, honey, that just proves that you were a very popular girl.
Were is right. All my best years are behind me.
Oh, come on, Marcia. You're going to go to high school, not a home for the aged.
Besides, all my friends are going to Tower High, and I have to go to Westdale. Just because of this dumb street we live on.
That's it. That's what I thought.
Oh, honey, you'll make friends in high school in no time.
I'll be a nobody. Marcia Brady, Miss Anonymous.
Marcia, there's an old saying. You can't take a step forward with both feet still on the ground.
And it'll be a lot easier to take that first step than you think.
I'll try, but I'll bet my foot lands right in my mouth.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, come over here. Guess what I'm doing?
You're Dr. Frankenstein, and you're building a monster.
No, I joined a science club at school, and I'm building the volcano. And when I'm finished, I can make it erupt. And when it erupts, smoke's gonna come out. Real molten lava's gonna ooze all over the place.
Good luck. A word of advice. If any of that gets on the patio, Alice will kill you.
Hi. Hey, guess what I'm doing? You building a chicken coop? No, I'm building a volcano. And when it's finished, I can make it erupt. And smoke's gonna come out, and lava's gonna ooze all over the place.
If you get any of that on the patio, Alice will kill you.
Hi.
Hey, what are you doing?
You wouldn't be interested.
How do you know?
Because nobody else around here is.
Well, maybe we are. Yeah.
Well, I joined a science club at school, and I'm building a volcano. And when I'm finished, I can make it erupt. And when it erupts, smoke will come out, and lava's gonna ooze all over the place.
Boy, that sounds real neat.
It does?
Yeah. Can we help you?
Sure.
All right. Good.
But I gotta warn you, if you get any on the patio, Alice will kill you.
Okay, come on, let's go. Let's do that.
Dad?
Yeah?
Mom said you wanted to talk to me?
Oh, yeah, Greg, listen, I want to talk to you about Marcia.
She's not real sick, is she?
No, she's not sick at all. She's just so uptight about high school that she's come down with some imaginary symptoms.
What's she uptight about? She was a big wheel in junior high.
Well, you see, that's the problem. She's afraid she'll develop a flat tire.
That's funny. But she shouldn't have any problem. I mean, she's a cool chick.
Well, I agree, but she is worried.
You know something, Dad? Now that I think about it, I was a little uptight when I started there, too. All my friends went to a different school.
Well, it's the same with her, so you know how she feels.
Exactly. I had butterflies in my stomach I thought were woodpeckers.
Greg, you know, I think you could help her. If you introduce her around a little bit, sort of break the ice for her. Because once she gets started, she'll be all right.
Okay, Dad.
Good man.
In fact, football practice starts tomorrow. That'd be a good chance to introduce her to some of the guys.
Hey, now that's a good idea.
Okay. Marcia, could you hurry it up? I'd like to meet some guys before first period.
Do you mind if I finish my breakfast?
Not if it doesn't turn into your lunch.
Marcia, you had better drink up. It's getting late.
Yeah, come on. Let's make tracks.
Oh, wait a minute. I forgot something. I'll be down in a minute.
Mom.
Okay.
But she's just stalling.
All right, honey. Be patient with her. She'll make it.
Okay. But if you want me to introduce her around, I'd better do it before I graduate next year.
Oh, it's not that bad.
No. That's definitely junior high. That's not sophisticated either. You look like an immature child.
Marcia, how about it?
Just a minute. Well, you can't look sophisticated. Maybe you can act sophisticated.
Marcia!
I'm coming! I'm coming, Gregory!
Well, how do you like Westdale High?
It's not much bigger than a junior high.
that the bell for the first period?
Relax. It's just the warning bell.
Oh. Hi, Greg.
Hi. Oh, hey, guys. Could you come here for a minute? Listen, I'd like you to meet my sister, Marcia. This is Tom Peterson and Dick Corsett.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm delighted to meet you boys.
Marcia's just starting here this term.
It's so beneficial for me to be away from those children in junior high and to be with people of my own, mature growth.
Yeah, well, we hope you like it here at Westdale.
I'm positive that'll be the case. I'm looking forward to the intellectual stimulation. Well, see you, boys. Bye.
What's with your sister?
I'm not sure that was my sister.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, Pete. Hey, how's your volcano coming?
Great. Right now, it's in what us scientists call the caldera stage.
Caldera stage, huh? Looks more like it's in the chicken wire period to me. Hi, honey. How'd school go?
Gee, what's with her?
I don't know.
When I'm finished, I'm going to make it erupt.
Later, Peter. I think we got another eruption on our hands.
Little puffs of smoke are going to come out, and lava's going to ooze all over the place.
Marcia? I want to talk to you. Honey, what happened in school today?
Nothing, Dan. Zero. It started out terrible and got worse.
Greg? Greg.
What?
What happened to Marcia in school today?
She acted like a jerk, that's what happened. She made a jerk out of me. It's so beneficial for me to be away from those children in junior high.
Wait a minute, I don't understand.
I'm looking forward to the intellectual stimulation. Oh, yeah, I wish you hadn't asked me to introduce her around.
So that's why you did it. Even my own father knew I wouldn't be popular. I hate high school. I hate it, I hate it.
Marcia.
Can we come in for a minute?
Door's open.
Honey, I'm sorry. I was only trying to be helpful when I asked Greg to introduce you to kids at school.
Well, you yourself said you didn't know anybody.
It never entered our minds that you wouldn't find friends or be popular.
I guess I'm uptight about it. I'm sorry. Just looked like everybody thought I'd be a washout.
No way. Not if you'll just be yourself.
I was trying to act mature and sophisticated. Oh, boy. You know what I actually said to Greg's friends? I'm looking forward to the intellectual stimulation. When I think about it, I get sick.
Honey, try not to think about it.
Marcia, you'll have lots of friends at school before you know it.
Sure, especially if you get involved in school activities.
Yeah, join a club. You know, something that you're really interested in.
It's a good idea.
You really said I'm looking forward to the inter... You really said
more mud. More mud.
Mud coming up.
That might be a little bit too much.
Come on, I want it.
We'll try.
We'll try. Boy, science is great. Yeah.
Pete, how are you going to get your volcano to work?
I got it all figured out.
How?
I got it all figured out.
How?
I told you, I got it all figured out.
I see. You don't have it all figured out.
Sure, he's got it all figured out.
How do you know?
He told me.
Yeah, you just wait and see. Little puffs of smoke are going to come out, and lava's going to ooze out and run down the sides. It's going to be sensational.
Let me know when you get it all figured out.
More mud.
More mud. Mud coming up.
Are you covering the volcano with mud, or is the volcano covering you?
We've been working hard, Alice.
Yeah, well, it's about 2 hours till dinner, and if you start cleaning up right now, you might possibly make it by dessert inside. Go. Go.
Come on, you guys. We'll finish the volcano later.
If they get any more dirt on the patio, I'm going to kill them.
you for a minute?
What about?
I just wanted to say I'm sorry if I made you feel embarrassed. I know you were only trying to help.
That's okay. But from now on, be yourself, okay?
I really acted like a jerk in front of your friends.
Yeah, you did. But don't worry about it. Sometimes they act kind of jerky, too.
I guess I'll feel more at home after I get to know some of the kids.
Sure.
And you know what? I'm going to get involved in some of the school activities. Maybe join a club?
There's plenty of them. Just look at that bulletin board. First week of school, all the clubs have their notices up.
Ceramics. That club sounds like fun.
Well, hardly anyone joins that one. Scuba's one of the most popular clubs. Karate's very popular, too.
Well, see ya.
Hi. Hi. Listen, one of you kids is going to start taking over the... Ah!
For a minute there, I thought it was the creature from the Black Lagoon.
They loaned me the outfit from the scuba club. I'm just seeing if it fits.
My sister, the frog lady.
It's hard to walk in these.
Well, you're not supposed to walk in them. You're supposed to swim in them.
Well, that's going to be kind of hard to do here in the bedroom.
What'd you join the scuba club for?
I hate the idea of going underwater, but scuba's one of the most popular clubs in school.
Maybe so. They wouldn't get me into one of those suits, even if they promised me mouth-to-mouth resuscitation with Cary Grant.
Don't tell me. It's a William Tell Club, right?
How'd you guess?
I just took a shot in the dark.
Ha! 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 Ha!
Ha! Watch it. Ooh. You must be very noisy with that whole club hawing at the same time.
I feel pretty silly doing it, too.
Well, as long as you enjoy it.
I'm not sure I do, but it's a very popular club.
Ha! Well, get a load of you.
What's so funny?
I guess you just don't make the karate scene.
Thanks a lot, Greg. It really works.
Great special on TV tonight.
Yeah, I read about it. I wonder what channel.
Hi.
Honey, what in the world are you doing?
I'm practicing for the yoga club.
Well, don't overdo it.
Hey, can I have a meeting here tomorrow?
Well, you see the whole club standing on its head.
It's not a meeting of the yoga club. It's just the judging committee of the Westdale Boosters. They're really something special.
Another club, Marcia?
The Boosters are the most popular club. And they only take in 3 freshmen a year, and I'll know tomorrow if they'll accept me.
Honey, aren't you spreading yourself a little thin?
In scuba, archery, ceramics, yoga, karate, and now the Westdale Busters?
Boosters.
Boosters?
You left out stamp collecting and drama.
You look a little shorter.
I'm only doing what you said, getting involved with the kids at school.
Yeah. We did say that.
Well, thanks about the club meeting tomorrow.
Huh? The only thing left is the boys' swimming team.
Oh, don't give her any ideas.
Okay, stand back. I gotta see what I'm doing.
Okay.
basket. And when I connect these two little wires...
Little puffs of smoke will come out. And lava will ooze out.
All over the sides of the volcano.
You told us 100 times.
Now, do it with a volcano and not your mouth. Okay. And now you're ready.
Yes, we're ready.
Okay. One, two... You're sure you're ready?
Ready!
Come on, let's go. Come on.
Okay. Three.
Great volcano, Peter.
Great.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Really
wonderful
good.
Piece of...
See you later.
See you later. Hey, maybe there's just something wrong with the battery. Oh, wait till I get a new battery. It'll work like crazy.
Oh, I thought it'd be nice to have a meeting out here on the patio.
What's that?
Oh, my brother's volcano.
Couldn't we get rid of it for the meeting? It looks so dirty.
Well, he's kind of still working on it, and I'd hate to have him move it.
Well, I guess it's all right. Get around, Boosters.
Thanks. Yeah, everybody take a seat.
Marcia, we've discussed your application, voted on it, and I'm happy to say decided to accept you as a member of the Boosters.
Oh, wow. I don't know what to say except that I'm honored.
You should be. We're a very special group, and we only associate with certain kinds of kids.
Certain kinds of kids?
You know, kids who are our equals. You can only date boys who are lettermen on teams, are in the top 10 of their class. And then when you...
Peter, we're having a meeting.
That's okay. I just want to see if this new battery works.
As I was saying, we have a certain image to present. So you'll have to check with us on what you wear.
What I wear?
Hey, everybody, come over here and watch this. Okay, here she goes.
It works. It works!
And now watch the lava ooze out.
Do we have to be interrupted by that childish toy?
I guess I need a smaller battery.
No, I'll get some towels, Mrs. Brady.
If you think this is so funny, I'm not too sure you're the type for the Boosters.
I'm sure I'm not the type because I do think this is funny.
Come on, Boosters, let's go.
Oh, girl, we're getting you some towels.
No, thank you, Mrs. Brady.
No, Mom, you and Dad were right about my overdoing it. I was doing anything and everything just to be popular.
Well, dear, you were trying for instant popularity. And like we said, just be yourself. You'll be popular. Dirty, but popular.
I'm giving up all my clubs except for the one that I really like.
Ceramics? They use clay, don't they? Ceramics? Come on, let's try and get you cleaned up.
It was right. Really works.